It's 3 o'clock. Here's the news with Vanessa.
I'm Vanessa Phelan with the latest news, sports and weather. Prime Minister Luke Frieden announced a government reshuffle in a last-minute press conference earlier today after Georges Michaud resigned as Labour and Sports Minister. Mark Spouts is set to take over as Labour Minister while Martin Hansen has been named as new Sports Minister. Police in Vilts have put out a missing persons alert for 15-year-old Rihanna Nella Pettinato, who was last seen at 9:30 p.m. on Thursday, the 4th of December. She is said to be between 1 metre 60 and 1 metre 70, with slim build, long curly brown hair potentially tied up in a bun, and dark brown eyes. At the time of her disappearance, Rihanna was wearing a black jacket and black Nike trainers. In international stories, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived at the Downing Street office of UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer today for talks with European allies on a Ukraine peace deal. Starmer greeted Zelensky outside shortly after German Chancellor Friedrich Merz and French President Emmanuel Macron were seen arriving for the discussions. European Union nations backed a significant tightening of migration rules today, including allowing for return hubs for failed asylum seekers to be set up outside the 27-country bloc. Interior ministers meeting in Brussels green-lighted measures first put forward by the European Commission as EU countries face growing public pressure to curb migration. Finally, regions hit by floods that killed hundreds in Indonesia were suffering from food and medical shortages, authorities said, as elephants pitched in today to help clear up debris. Tropical storms and monsoon rains have pummeled Southeast and South Asia this month, triggering landslides and flash floods from the rainforests of Indonesia's western Sumatra island to highland plantations in Sri Lanka. Turning now to sport. Former Premier League footballer Joey Barton was spared jail today after being given a suspended sentence for grossly offensive social media posts concerning British broadcaster Jeremy Vine and television pundits Lucy Ward and Eni Aluko. Last month, a jury found Barton had crossed the line between free speech and a crime with 6 posts on X. And Wayne Rooney said Mohamed Salah is destroying his Liverpool legacy following an extraordinary outburst at manager Arne Slot. After next weekend's home match against Brighton, Salah is set to depart for the Africa Cup of Nations and hinted that could be his final appearance in a Liverpool shirt should he be selected. For more on these stories and for all the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
This afternoon will continue to be overcast and windy with intermittent rain and a forecast high of 15 degrees. It's currently 12 degrees.